This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headline. President Prabowo inaugurates Policy's food service units. World Radio Day 2026 highlights the role of AI in the broadcasting industry. I'm Rahmawati, here is the news in detail. The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Presiden Prabowo Subianto, inaugurated 1,007...
Ulang.
The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, inaugurated 1,072 nutritious food service units and 18 food security warehouses on Friday. The inauguration was also marked by the groundbreaking ceremony for 107 police food service units, demonstrating the government's commitment to eradicating poverty and hunger. President Prabowo emphasized this food infrastructure is designed to ensure the sustainability of the free nutritious meal program reaches all corners of the country. The police food service unit's facilities are built to the highest food safety standards. Its unit is equipped with technology to detect hazardous substances such as formaldehyde, cyanide, nitrites, and arsenic. Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Manpower, is promoting the strengthening of human resource competency through vocational training aligned with industry needs, as well as affirmative action programs for vulnerable groups. Minister of Manpower, Yasir Lee, has emphasized that various inclusive training initiatives, including those for persons with disabilities, have begun to be implemented to enhance the competitiveness of the national workforce. Ofra Regina has the detail. Laporan Ofra. Indonesian government asserted that its involvement in the Board of Peace is not connected to efforts to normalize political relations with Israel. Desi Anugranov has the detail. Laporan Ranov. President Prabowo Subianto held a limited meeting with the red and white cabinet ranks at a presidential palace in Jakarta on Thursday. During the meeting, the president emphasized the importance of strengthening the national fisheries industry ecosystem through the consolidation of shipyards and the development of downstream processing. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail. Laporan Putri. Still from the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who received a visit from a delegation from the Islamic Republic of Pakistan on Thursday. The meeting discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation in various strategic sectors and supporting the holding of the Developing Aid or D8 Summit. Anissa Audrita has the detail. Laporan Anissa. We continue with technological developments, especially artificial intelligence in broadcasting, are a focus on World Radio Day 2026. Director of Radio at the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, or ABU, Andrew Davis, stated radio remains human-centric. Rizka Fadila has the detail. Laporan Rizka. We end the news with the Indonesian Navy that has officially strengthened its fleet with the advanced research vessel KRI Canopus 936. This hydro-oceanographic support vessel is the result of a strategic collaboration between Indonesia and Germany. The launch and handover ceremony took place on Thursday at the Abeking and Rasmussen shipyard in Bremen, Germany. Indonesia's ambassador to Germany, Abdul Qadir Jailani, emphasized KRI Canopus 936 is more than just a research vessel. The ship is designed to serve as a national marine data integration hub that will strengthen Indonesia's position as a major maritime nation. That was Newsline. Salah ulang. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.